Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming to you live from Atlanta, but raised on the mean streets of Philly. You'll be able to tell quickly. Just listen. It's the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio.
And I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. My friends at Rocket Mortgage will be able to help you out. If you heard the premature announcement earlier on in the show, next Sunday we will put a big bow on the 8-year run on this network and the 15-year run of the John Kincaid Show Sunday mornings nationally on CBS Sports Radio. Put a big bow on it. I will be moving to Philadelphia, so my family and I will be for 18 months because the gentleman asking me here, well, why are you taking off? My family and I will be separated for 18 months. So I will be doing the back and forth dad thing as often as possible. My wife and daughter will visit me as often as possible. My daughter will come up on her own and visit me sometimes. So my wife will come up and visit me on her own sometimes. So we're going to have some fun with that. But we're going to do, we're going to be a two-city family for 18 months. Now, a lot of guys do it. And, you know, they have, and I personally know two guys who have done this for a while where they have an apartment in another city. And they commute back and forth to be with their family as often as possible, and they've been separated for shorter periods of time. And we know there's a dead date on this, but we did not want my daughter to have to change high schools. She goes to a marvelous school here in Atlanta. We love the school. She is a spectacular student, and it's not fair to disrupt her like that. And she's like, Dad. So, Anthony, this is the bad thing. And you know Olivia's a little more mature than most kids her age. She literally said, Dad, I'm going to be living on my own in 18 months, so it's going to be okay. You're not going to see me every day anyway. So this is good practice for you. And then she left the room, and I went into the other room and closed the door, and I cried. I cried. I literally got all choked up, but I didn't want her to see it. So I pretended that I was packing stuff, and I was in the closet putting stuff in a box, and I was crying as my daughter just goes, no big deal, Dad. 18 months, you're not going to see me every day anyway. My gosh, just killing me. You're killing me, Olivia. It's absolutely killing me.
Your wife's reaction?
Well, we've known, you know, as you know, I let you in a little bit of the process of, we didn't know where I was going to land, but this was definitely a possibility. And look, she said, you didn't make this bed. The bed was made for you. You didn't have a choice. After 20 years, you didn't have a choice. They told you they didn't want you anymore. And you had to go find a job for our family. And you found a job for our family. And you found a great one. And you found a great new radio home. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a blast. And I'll tell you on social media how you can follow along. And you can download the app. And you can listen to me if you wish. But the one thing is they're like, we have to just figure out as a family how we're going to be able to communicate and how we do that. Christina's very independent. She'll do better. The one who will do the worst with this is me. I will be the worst with this because I'm much more emotional than either one of them as far as just the daily interaction and everything like that.
But I'll keep you company, JK. We're so close now.
Yeah, now you're close. Well, you can come down for Phillies games. You can come down for,
Sixers, when the Knicks visit, we'll get
Sixers
courtside seats,
Courtside? I don't know.
Courtside.
I mean,
I'll be the.
You could afford it. You could afford
it. I'll be on the Sixers flagship. So you never know. I mean, I don't know what the rules are going to be. I guess day one, do I just go in and just demand the courtside seats? Is that what I do? Just like, do I call Daryl Morey and just say I did? Daryl Morey, who is following me on Twitter now, by the way, that's pretty cool. So we're going to have to get Daryl on the show at some point. Well, we only have one more show left after this one. I don't know. Do I just go in and make them day one? Do I just go in and make demands? Say I want the courtside seats.
Surprised that wasn't involved in the contract negotiations.
It never worked. It never worked with the big boss, Big Mark, here at the network. I demanded. I said to him, I said, "Work. I want a table at Spago. I want a. I said I want to. You know, I want Sparks. I want a line of credit at Sparks. I want to be able to go to the go to any Yankee game I want. I want courtside seats to the Knicks." He never answered any of those emails. He just said, "Shut up and get to work." So that's what I'm going to do this hour. We're going to shut up and get to work. It was criminal, but I'm not blaming the accused criminal. And we say accused criminal because we have to. But by now, you've seen the video of Emmanuel Doron of Edinburgh High School attacking ruthlessly referee Fred Garcia after he was ejected from a game. And Emmanuel Doron was escorted from the stadium by police officers. Garcia, the gentleman who was the referee in the game, was evaluated for concussion and potential shoulder injury. And the Texas Association of Sports Officials said it was a vicious and deliberate assault. Anybody who saw the video would also say it was a vicious and deliberate assault. And so now, he was the District 31-6A Defensive Player of the Year last season. This young man, Emmanuel Doron. And yes, his name should be said. I heard a story the other day. I heard a member of one of my peers in sports radio doing this story the other day going, "I can't believe you've got adults running with this young man's name." Well, you should be running with this young man's name. What he did was on video for everybody to see and was a flat-out assault of an individual that was not expecting it. And if you did that on the street, and this isn't where in a football game where a football player on a football player did something that you'll hear someone say the example of, well, if they did that on the street, that would be assault. You just can't do this. But when a young man does this, when a high school student does this, I blame the culture. I blame the culture. I blame the culture that allows this young man to think that that's appropriate. I blame the culture that many parents cultivate in the stands, that referees are idiots and we're going to scream at them, we're going to abuse them, we're going to call them names, we're going to ridicule them, we're going to harass them as they come in and out of stadiums, we're going to harass them as they go to cars after games. And yes, all those things are happening. And yes, I've witnessed it in my life. And yes, I've coached amateur sports. I coached amateur sports myself for many years. And I pride myself that in my entire coaching career, I had one two-minute minor. I was a hockey coach. And I have one two-minute minor, bench minor, my entire career. I believed that if a coach, you know, mouthed off to officials and stuff like that and took a penalty, that I was hurting my players, and the players were supposed to be the reason we were playing, not the coach. So I tried to never do that. I was defending one of my players once who got hurt in a game viciously and got a little too animated and got a two-minute penalty, and I deserved it. But this young man, Emmanuel Doron, if I was Mr. Garcia, and I'm not, I would wait to see how repentant he was. I would wait to see how he chose to answer his transgression. And as long as it appeared that the young man cared enough about doing the right things and showing that he was, you know, had compassion, showing that he made a mistake, that it would be okay. And I would say, I won't participate in anything that you're going to do. If you want to prosecute him, but I'm not going to participate in that at all. That would be me. That's what I would do. Because many a young man makes many a mistake. And if I didn't make mistakes as a young man and didn't receive forgiveness or whatever, you don't become the adult that you become. Now, there should be penalties. He shouldn't be playing again. There's no way he should step on an amateur football field again as a high school player. Should never happen again. But prosecuted? I'm hoping that that could be avoided. But I blame the moms and dads in the stands. And guess what? The moms are just as vicious as the dads. Attacking officials, mouthing off to officials having to be escorted by cops to their car. And I've seen that in Georgia. I have seen that. Officials having to be escorted to their vehicles by police to keep harassers away from them. It's ridiculous. So, yes, the young man perpetrated the act on video for everybody to see. But I guarantee you, when he saw the behavior of adults in his life, if he's seen half of what I've seen, I guarantee you that this young man thought it was okay. And that is the problem. And adults did that. Adults set that tone. Adults bear some responsibility in the actions that went down. 855-212-4CBS. That's our toll-free number, 855-212-4CBS. It's sponsored by Geico. So whether you rent or whether you own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and car insurance. So having a home's hard work. Why don't you go get a quote at geico.com today? Because that, in and of itself, is extremely easy. Tom in South Carolina has done just that. Tom, welcome to the John Kincaid Show. Good morning.
Hi, John. Hey, look, I'm sorry to hear you're leaving. I really actually look forward to your show on Sunday mornings because you're the most non-politically correct sports guy out there. I get so tired of hearing that, so much of the crap that comes out from the media. And I hope, John, in your new place, you'll continue to do that if you're continuing to be in broadcasting.
I'm already hardwired. I'm hardwired. There's no changing changing it. And yes, thankfully, I found a home where they definitely are very excited for me to continue to share my opinions as I see them fit, and to try to be fair, try to have good dialogue, and have some laughs too, lighten it up a little bit.
But having said that, John, I would. Challenge what you said about the marijuana issue in the NBA. And the reason I would do that is twofold. Number one, I've tried to help drug addicts for years. And I've seen the results of that. And oftentimes, drug addiction starts with marijuana. And so, but beyond that, because athletes have such an influence on young people today, I think that they really need to be good role models.
This is where we're going to part ways on this issue. Is no, because they can bounce a basketball, because they can throw a football, because they can hit a baseball, because they are a talk show host, because they are a whoever it is. I don't believe that they special rules of society should apply to them. I don't believe that. Yes, so they are role models, but guess what? If my kid decides to worship athletes and follow athletes and see them as their role model in life and try to do exactly what they do, I don't believe you're going to see the NBA players smoking weed on Instagram or Twitter or Twitch or whatever it is on their YouTube channels. So to me, no, I don't believe that what your job is in life demands that you are that you have to do something that is, if it's in fact legal, as long as it's in fact legal, I don't believe that your job should have anything to do with that.
Wow.
I really don't. I know, Tom, I understand it. I understand what you're saying. And I just disagree with that. Now, if your job says that there are rules in place, appreciate your call. Your job says you're a cop, you're a teacher, you're somebody, and they say you cannot, and you have to be drug tested, and you have to be, that's totally, totally get it. And I totally understand. But I also am just not a believer that if I don't believe because of your job, especially like you're an entertainer, that you should have special rules because of the importance of your job in people's minds. All right, Ken in Woodland, California. I want to get you in here. Ken, good morning. You're on the John Kincaid Show.
Good morning,
how are you?
John.
Hi,
I'm
Ken.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, buddy.
I was born in California, still live in California. I'm in my mid-50s, and it's definitely gone from one side of the aisle to the other. And that's as political as I'll try to be.
Yeah, please keep that out of it. Yeah. Look, they obviously have different science than the rest of the nation has.
I think Silicon Valley, you know, they write the code for everyone's lives in Silicon Valley because we are so intertwined in technology, right?
Okay.
And I think their egos get out of control, and I just think that they know better how we should communicate and how we should think, so they think they should.
And that's the big thing is that I appreciate your call because I got to run. It's flat out it's like the Big Ten. It's like how I started the show today. The Big Ten knew better than everybody else. The Pac-12 knew better than everybody else. And now they're begging the College Football Playoff Committee to look at their incomplete resumes and say, hey, this should count. This should count. We should be looked at just like everybody else, even though we played half the games they played. We should be looked, we're just as legitimate. No, you aren't. And you made that bed. You made that bed. Nobody else. You made it. Flat out. The fallout, and there's going to be a lot of fallout on what the Big Ten and the Pac-12 do, but the fallout, the most comprehensive look at college football, comes your way next. It's the John Kincaid Show. This is CBS Sports Radio.
This is the John Kincaid Show. This is the fallout. Now on the JK Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, there's fallout, all right. We have conferences saying, yeah, we play like 5 or 6 games. We should count, right? And we have other teams that have challenged themselves the entire season trying to make their case for the College Football Playoff Committee. Number one, Alabama is one of them against LSU, the defending national champion, who look nothing like a defending national champion. And don't tell me, well, we lost some players. That's what happens every year in college football. Eli Gold tells the story from Learfield IMG College.
Now Mack loads up near side, has a man, that's Devontae, near side, 10-5, touchdown Alabama! Oh my goodness gracious, it takes like no time. Don't blink, you'll miss it. Mack Jones and Devontae Smith combining again on a 61-yard touchdown.
That's pretty good for the game manager, right, Bo Nix? Pretty good for that game manager, Mac Jones. 385 yards, 4 touchdowns. Jones and Devontae Smith hanging out together. That was 8 catches for him, 231 yards. Najee Harris rushes for 145 and 3 touchdowns on 21 carries. Wow. 55-17 over LSU. Up next, Alabama will visit Arkansas to close out its regular season and wait for the SEC championship game. Number 2, Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish versus Syracuse. Is this really even a game? Syracuse just once again dominated. Boy, they looked like they had a turnaround a couple years ago. Well, last year even, they were looking like they had a turnaround. Not so much. A 45-21 loss to the Fighting Irish. And Brian Kelly says that, Ian Book, you were tremendous.
Well, he accounted for 5 touchdowns, so 5 times 6, 30 points. If he could kick, we should try to work on getting him to be a kicker, too. But, you know, accounting for 5 touchdowns, great leader. He just continues to get better each and every week.
5 touchdowns, that is pretty good. And Ian Book, too, he's 30-3 as a starter. That passes Tom Clements, Ron Paulus, and Brady Quinn for most victories as a starting quarterback for the Fighting Irish. He was 24-37 for 285 yards. Javon McKinley, 7 receptions for 111 yards. And the Notre Dame defense looking good again. So congratulations to them as they continue to advance. They will battle Clemson in the ACC championship game on December 19th. So, number three, Clemson, taking on Virginia Tech. Well, see how it goes. Here's Don Munson from the Clemson Tigers Radio Network.
Lawrence to go, shotgun. Second down and nine at the Virginia Tech 17. And he'll keep it himself, come left side. Get the numbers at the 10 of the 5, and into the end zone goes Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence, pretty awesome. Two touchdown runs. He threw a scoring pass. Clemson beats up Virginia Tech 45-10. They'll get ready for Notre Dame. Tigers extend their regular season schedule with a sixth consecutive title. Sixth consecutive regular season championship. Revenge against Notre Dame, too, for that loss 47-40 in South Bend on November the 7th. That's what they're going to be looking to do. Now, against the Hokies, though, Trevor Lawrence, just 12 of 22, 195 and an interception. I don't think the Heisman is in the mix because it's not a Lifetime Achievement Award, but a national championship would do just well for Mr. Lawrence. I think he's going to be pretty happy with that one. They win 45-10. Number four, Ohio State, looking for respect. Do you get it beating Michigan State? Michigan State's atrocious. That's a high school offense. They got to get that fixed. Justin Fields throws for two touchdowns and ran for two, and Ohio State wins 52-12 over hapless Michigan State. And Ryan Day said, watching a game from home, it ain't easy.
I took a lot of notes. I yelled a lot. I got really, really excited on some other plays. Certainly Haskell's play, I was running around the house. Other ones, I was screaming and yelling. It was just, it was not easy. This was, it's all about the team, but it was a difficult day. If you look at what we've done for the last 4 or 5 months, it's been excellent. You know, we had this one mini outbreak that was hard. We managed it. We did a great job, and here we are. So I'm hoping that's the worst part is behind us, and we can look forward.
Buckeyes had 23 unavailable players. Thankfully, Justin Fields, not one of them. He is fantastic this year. 17-24, 199 yards. Another 104 rushing yards. They were up 28-0 at the half, and they cruised in the second half. Ohio State scheduled to play Michigan next week, but the Wolverines were unable to play Maryland on Saturday because of COVID-19 cases. And then the Big Ten will just beg us to say five games counts. That's what they're going to ask you to do if that happens. I don't blame them at all. Texas A&M at Auburn, number five, Texas A&M. Is this an impressive win or not? You're going to have to make that decision. I know that Andrew Monaco from Learfield IMG College liked it.
Kellen in the pocket, a lot of time over the middle. Deflected and caught in a touchdown by Jalen Wattemeyer. Touchdown, Aggies.
Well, Kellen Mond passes for two touchdowns, and he ran for a third. Texas A&M got 17 points in the fourth quarter, and they had to come from behind to beat Auburn 31-20. They won their sixth straight. Tigers, though, have gone 0-3 in Auburn against teams ranked in the top five. And they were leading 20-14, and then it all fell apart for them. Bo Nix does not appear to be the answer. Texas A&M scheduled to visit Tennessee next Saturday. Number six, Florida, also in the mix for that chance to go to the college football playoff. Here's the talented Mick Hubert from Learfield IMG College.
Twins to the right, trips to the left. The snap to Trask, surveys the scene, now rolls right, still has the ball, fires to the end zone, it's caught! That's a touchdown! Jacob Copeland in the back of the end zone! It's 30-7!
Fantastic call. And by the way, if I'm not mistaken, that is Mick Hubert working remotely. So that broadcast sounded like he's right there. That was spectacular work. Kyle Trask, 433 yards, four touchdowns. Gators beat Tennessee 31-19. They'll be in the SEC championship game for the first time since 2016. Trask has just been absolutely amazing. He has been fantastic. So congratulations to him. Vols were missing 16 players. Tennessee dropped its sixth straight game. It's not looking good. So Florida will close out its regular season Saturday with a home game against LSU. Number nine, Iowa State. Boy, have they been impressive. Versus West Virginia. Hey, this is a voice we've gotten to hear this year. John Walter from Learfield IMG College.
Here we go on fourth and five. And Purdy drops, looks. Now in some trouble. He rolls to the right, finds a man. That's Breece Hall. 20, 10, 5. He's got it in second gear. Touchdown. State, Breece Hall.
Another really nice call there. Iowa State beating West Virginia 42-6. They will make their first appearance in the Big 12 championship game December 19th. So congratulations to them. That was pretty Purdy yesterday, Brock. Completing 20 of 23 passes for 247 yards. I'm sorry, the horrible puns will end after next week. So, but the Iowa State defense was fantastic. They held West Virginia to 263 yards, marking the third straight year they kept West Virginia under 300 yards. So congratulations to them. Iowa State will play in the Big 12 championship game against Oklahoma, and I will be watching. Number 12, Indiana at Wisconsin. Here's Don Fisher from Learfield IMG College.
Tuttle says something to the offensive line. It's third and goal at the 7. Tuttle takes the snap. Pressure comes. Throws the football. It's to the end zone. And there's the catch made by Wop Fillier. Touchdown! And Indiana has scored another here in the start of the third quarter.
Jack Tuttle. Two touchdown passes in his first career start. Indiana's defense making a stand in the final minute. The Hoosiers outlast Wisconsin 14-6. Wisconsin's offense, honestly, they should show the games in black and white. Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. Phew. Indiana hosts Purdue next week, and a victory over the Boilermakers next week gives them 7 Big Ten wins for the first time ever. Congratulations. That is a fantastic job. They win 14-6. And finally, two teams that rarely ever have appeared in the fallout, but they deserve it this week. Unbeaten BYU travels cross-country, taking on number 18 Coastal Carolina. And here is Spencer Linton from the BYU Cougars Radio Network, and Coastal Carolina head coach Jamie Chadwell.
From the 18-yard line, shotgun snap to Zach. Takes his drop, steps up. Throws, catch made by Milne, didn't get there. 1 yard line, stop short, game over.
Their team is really good, but I'm proud of our team. You know, after that game was announced, basically it was a coronation for them to go to the New Year's Six, you know, and solidify their chance to overtake Cincinnati. And you know, we're just not good enough, et cetera, et cetera. And one thing I know about our football team, if you slight us, we find that and use that as motivation.
Something tells me Jamie Chadwell's phone's ringing today, or his agent's is. 22-17. Congratulations, Coastal Carolina. BYU's Zach Wilson had the fourth highest scoring offense in the country, more than 47 points a game. He was 19 of 30 for 240 yards, a touchdown and an interception. Cougars were held to just a field goal and 76 yards in the second half. That's amazing. Great stories every single week in the fallout. Next week, we'll have the final edition of the fallout here on the John Kincaid Show. On CBS Sports Radio. Great, great job by Anthony Pierno, my fine producer, Tony Pierno, who does a great job with that every single week.
He can sing, hum, or recite almost every TV theme song, and he's actually proud of that. Go figure. Back to the JK Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Ba-ba-ba-da-da. And one of my favorites of all time, always puts a smile on my face, the Boston Legal theme. And if you haven't seen it, Prime Video has the show, you can, and it's free with ads, but it's free. Oh my gosh. So Anthony, that's going to be a whole new audience to be exposed to my idiot savant routine of knowing every TV theme song ever. And people trying to challenge me on stuff. I had a gentleman say to me the other day, so guy sees me in Atlanta that knows me. I'm leaving the gym and I'm waiting for my wife. She's picking me up and then we're going out. So I'm waiting and the guy says to me, he goes, "You every TV theme song, right?" I'm sure you're in. He goes, "Blossom." He just says to me, "Blossom." And I said, "Dude, don't know about the future. That's anybody's guess. There's no real reason for getting all depressed. Pick up your pad and pencil. I'll give you a piece of my mind." And his jaw dropped. He said, "I've been waiting to drop that one on you forever. I thought you'd never know Blossom." And I said, "Joey Lawrence and I grew up probably 3 miles apart. Joey Lawrence is Delco, baby. It's anybody's guess. Ain't no real reason for getting all depressed. Wrap up your pad and pencil. I'll give you a piece of my mind." There we go. in my opinion nation. The sun is gonna surely shine. I didn't give Anthony any heads up on this. Wrap up your troubles, snap on a smile. Go out and walk in the sun for a while. Can't fight the feeling, you know you want to have a good time. It's like listening to this show. In my opinion, nation, the sun is going to surely shine. I can see Mayim Bialik tap dancing on the piano. Ted Wass playing the piano. Fantastic job. I didn't think that was a very... if Mayim's listening to the show right now, and I'm a huge fan, if she's listening to the show right now, I'm going to piss her off. I didn't think that was a very funny show. Anthony, did you watch Blossom ever, or was it too young?
Yeah, no, I have seen episodes, but I don't remember it, really.
So it wasn't a show, obviously, that moved the needle for you much.
No, but again, I mean, I was very young, so I have seen episodes, but I would have to go back and watch it.
I got a problem.
To give it a fair evaluation. I was too young.
You would have liked Six. Six is one of the...
No, her friend.
Yes, with the hats?
Yeah, no, she's cute.
Oh, she was like a 9.5. For a teenage girl. I mean, you know, back in the day, you were like, hey, Six is adorable. She's not six. She's 9.5. Her parents named her Six because she was the sixth kid, I believe was the story. But Mayim Bialik, tremendous as Dr. Amy Farrah Fowler on The Big Bang. And you were not a big Big Banger, right?
I still have not watched.
The television show or Social Life. It was like,
Hey now.
See, you won't get puns like this once I'm gone. You know, it's going to be different. A gentleman says to me here, he goes, I can't believe you didn't even get to announce that you were leaving, that somebody announced it for you. And I said, yeah. He says, it's sort of like the guy on the local news who gives out the numbers for the lottery if he came on and said, tonight's numbers are 792. Now let's pick the numbers. I agree with you, sir. It's very, very strange. I don't remember Jay. Do you remember Jay Leno doing that? Like, I don't remember Jay Leno doing that. Said, Johnny Carson's retiring. I just want to let you know I'm taking the job. I'm taking this job.
I love you, John. You're not at that level.
It's not like, excuse me. Can you tell me a longer running national radio shows? I'll wait. Cat got your tongue? Cat got your tongue? 15 years, two networks? Cat got your tongue? I'm just saying.
Darryl Bevel this week?
Oh, my gosh.
Outing.
Oh, my gosh.
Darryl. Announcing that his daughters were getting engaged before they actually were proposed to.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, Darryl Bevel has not been known to perform well under pressure. But so, I mean, that's all I'm going to say. He's been known to be a little, you know, that's what I want to say, premature in the celebration. But I was surprised. My phone starts blowing up. And it's like, oh, man, sad to hear you're leaving CBS Sports Radio. And I said, I haven't announced that. And they're like, well, it was announced for you. I said, that's really nice. I said, CBS Sports Radio announced it? And they're like, no. I was just found that very interesting. Not really the protocol. And this year is all about the protocols, right? 855-212-4CBS if you'd like to join us here on the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. Love to talk to you. Always appreciate you being here. James Franklin needs to stop because he's transparent. James Franklin, when he was at Vanderbilt, promoted himself for every job that was potentially available, that was better than that Vanderbilt job. And if you've seen Division I college football, it was pretty much every job better than Vanderbilt. And every time there was a potential job opening, James Franklin's name was coming up. And it was like, James Franklin, James Franklin, James Franklin. Because James Franklin was an up-and-coming guy. But I had a member of the agent community say to me at one time, there was no bigger self-promoter, and you know I love a self-promoter. Love him. Than James Franklin. Self-promote, eye for the next job, everything. And I said to this gentleman, well, wait a minute. When you're at Vanderbilt, aren't you supposed to have your eye on the door? Aren't you supposed to be looking for that big next job? Because Vanderbilt's not it. That's not that job. So James Franklin has every right to be promoting himself when he's at Vanderbilt to try to get another job. He got the Penn State job. Now, if James Franklin continues to put out the, well, let's just say, stuff that would normally be picked up in a doggy bag and not at a restaurant, you know, the kind you pick up off the front lawn. If he keeps performing like that, nobody's going to be looking to give him that big next job. But that doesn't stop his camp floating rumors about the Texas job. That James Franklin's going to get the Texas job. And I'm saying to myself, wait a minute. Well, first off, you get the Penn Staters. And the Penn Staters, you know, we've had fun with them over the years in the show. The Penn Staters, they think their job is gold standard. They are convinced that job is a gold standard job. They think it's Alabama, Clemson, Oklahoma, and Penn State. They consider themselves even in the same discussion as Ohio State. They're not, but that's how it's considered. That's how it's considered amongst their fan base, amongst their believers. And James Franklin, though, the job he's done at Penn State, excuse me, what would interest Texas? Because now his name being linked to the Texas job. You know who's linking his name to the Texas job? His representatives are the ones linking his name to the Texas job. Right now, James Franklin, I believe, would have a hard time if Olivia Munn getting him a run on one of the dog poop pickup apps. You know, that you know, take your dog for a walk and they pick up the poop for you. I think he'd have to go through a strict interview process. The job he's done at Penn State, not impressive. Not impressive. Oh, well, he's been to this many New Year's Six bowl games. He's really impressive. Really? Really? Guess what? When Chip and Joanna start tearing down and getting behind the walls, you're going to find the decay in the building if you haven't seen it play out on the field. 855-212-4CBS, if you'd like to join us on the John Kincaid Show. Sabah, how are you?
Well, well, well. Please don't go. Don't go.
I have to go. I got a wife and daughter that will need me on weekends.
Yeah, but will you not be on Sundays? I just found out when I was listening to you.
No, I will not. I will not. You got to follow on Twitter. You got to go to my Twitter feed, and then you can download the app. Responded. You'll be able to listen to me in Philadelphia. I'll be in Philly.
Okay, so you'll
5 days a week. And I'll be doing it, but I'll be doing it in Philly 5 days a week.
But nothing
go download
Sunday.
The app. But not on
nothing
Sunday. No, I will be going. I had to be available for my family on the weekends now. Since I'll be living 750 miles north of them for 18 months, we have to have that freedom to be able to go back and forth.
Well, I'll tell you one station I won't be listening to on Sunday morning, CBS.
Oh, no. No, you have to. You have to. You have to.
I never heard of the guy, so I don't know.
Well, yeah, guess what? That's what you mean. And I guarantee you never heard of me before you met me.
Yeah.
So that's what you got to do.
I'll miss you, though.
And I miss you, too. Love you, too.
I got something. I got a thing.
What's that?
So, do you think Pittsburgh Steelers are going to win the Super Bowl this year?
No.
Oh, that hurts my heart. Because
I really don't. If I had a paycheck to wager on a game, mm-hmm. I'm not picking. I don't believe they beat the Chiefs.
Right. Yeah.
And I don't care where the game's played because there would be no home field advantage in Pittsburgh with the restrictions. Yeah.
Well, here's why I say this. Because if we feel like they will win the Super Bowl, or maybe they should lose to my Redskins, so they will win the Super Bowl because Philly lost when they won the Super Bowl to the Redskins. Giants did it, I think, twice recently. Ravens and Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, it could very well be. All right, Sabah, I'll talk to you next week. Scott in Maryland joins us. Scott, how are you this morning? Are you walking the dog this morning in Maryland?
Hey, good morning, John. No, unfortunately, the dog passed away.
Oh, no. Now, that's terrible. That is terrible. You could have given me the heads up on that, Anthony. That's could have given me the heads up on the dog.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. There you go.
Yeah, I should have prepared you for that.
Sorry about that, buddy.
Thanks, man. That's a tough day when that happens.
But, yes.
And you know.
Sure.
Yeah. So anyway, I agree with you completely on the Big Ten thing. Big Ten made their bed; they've got to lie in it and deal with it.
But oh no! Now they want all of us. They want all of us to adjust our lives due to the fact that they had their own science to trust.
No, I'm with you, and you know I'm a Big Ten fan.
I know, right? I think you know that at least for the big programs, I am too.
Yeah, but anyway, Hey, on the kid in Texas that attacked the official.
Yes.
And you were talking about when you were a youth hockey referee or youth hockey coach. I was a youth hockey coach for 13 years. And the very first year that I coached, I was coaching a mite team. Okay, mites.
Sure.
6 to 8 year olds. We had a parent of the other team come onto the ice and attack the official.
Oh my gosh.
Of the way
6 to 8 year olds
down in the corner.
Oh my gosh.
And fortunately the referee was big and strong enough that he was able to just grab the guy by the arm and force him down to the ice and yell for everyone to call 911.
Did the guy get charged?
Well, they took him away in handcuffs, so he wasn't arrested. And right. I know that I had to give a statement.
That's crazy.
I never heard any more about it after that. But
can't have it. All right, Scott, I got to run. I'm running to the top of the hour here. Quick story. I'm coaching Downingtown High School against Malvern Prep in suburban Philadelphia. High school elite game, Thanksgiving night. Their head coach was Dave Schultz, Dave the Hammer Schultz, the former NHL enforcer. One of my players lays out one of his players' very first shift of the game. Sold out arena, everybody going crazy. And Schultz proceeds to jump onto the ice and then to try to attack me. He then gets grabbed by the officials, and thank God, because he would have torn me limb from limb. He would have used my left arm as a toothpick. And he had to be escorted out of the stadium. Strange thing is, he was running that rink at the time. True story. Going to look forward to running into him again in Philadelphia. That's going to be fun. Hopefully he's a little slower and a little older. I don't bet he is. He's a beast. Coming up, I love it when elected officials tell sports teams who they should hire. Plus, the NBA's got some new rules. Did you hear them? John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.